All right. Good morning to you. Glad you're with us here this morning on the Mark Cox Morning Show. And we are adjusting. We're back in our new, our old studio, which is new because we got a new control board. And Ethan is over there, nervous as a cat in a room full of rocking chairs, that something is going to go wrong again this morning.
Oh, it has already.
Oh, it's okay.
It's fine. We're working it out. It is what it is.
You know the great thing about what happened with this morning? We got to see Susan Thomas in person. She is in the studio. She had to come in here because the whole phone thing wasn't working too well.
Uh-huh.
And if you're watching us on Rumble, which we managed to get the show live up on Rumble, thank you, Ethan, you can see her right over Kim St. Ange's right shoulder.
Hi. Hey, you know what? So I don't mess up Ethan's entire morning. Let me tell you that traffic was brought to you by New Perspective Senior Living of Weldon Spring. And New Perspective Senior Living of Weldon Spring offers a state-of-the-art AI detection system, modern apartments, and delicious meals. New Perspective of Weldon Spring is redefining senior living. Visit npseniorliving.com to schedule a tour day. Because I forgot that in the mess. And I don't want to mess up the whole thing.
We're all good. Okay. We love you, Sue.
I saw one of the TV stations out a few minutes ago, and it was pouring on the streets in some spots. So I guess we're going to end up with more trouble before this morning's
episode. Oh, we are. That's for sure.
Take a deep breath. That's good. All right. Lots to get to for you this morning. We've talked about the police officer who lost his life in the line of duty this weekend. What a tragedy. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department paying honor to him by coordinating when they moved him from the hospital to the morgue after his death. They all formed a long procession to follow him over there.
I think that's one of the coolest is maybe not the right word to say, because obviously this is just such a tragic, right?
Yeah.
And I feel for his family and friends and fellow officers, but it is really special, I guess I'll say, to see how first responders honor their fallen brother or sister. I love watching that because it just shows such unity. And the fact that this guy was just trying to respond to a crash and he's hit by a guy who's in the country illegally. It sounds like he's drunk at 8:30 in the morning on a Sunday.
Yeah, we're going to talk some more about that. I heard a few more details from the heroic efforts to save his life. And I'll talk about that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. First, though, Ethan, let's get to those top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Make America great again. Go ahead, you shout it.
Make America great again.
Oh.
Donald Trump's
great, honey.
Little granddaughter there, Carolina, I think is her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he held her up at a rally yesterday, and she was able to tell America to vote for her grandpa.
And then, if you're not successful this time, do you see yourself running again in 4 years?
No, I don't.
Wow. Donald Trump telling Cheryl Atkinson there yesterday he doesn't plan to run again, assuming things this election gets stolen this time around. So you just need to vote him into office and make sure that doesn't happen.
So I want to thank you all for being here. And now, who am I introducing next? Who's next?
He's done, folks. Completely cooked. He's on stage with two world leaders. And he completely forgot where he was. And somebody had to come up and introduce the next president who was about to speak. It was embarrassing.
According to court records, the 24-year-old is currently on probation for a previous domestic assault and DWI charge in St. Charles County. Those same court records say police say that he was living in the country illegally at the time of his last arrest.
Which means he's still living in the country illegally. Isn't that an odd way to word that?
Well, she made an emphasis that, you know, the police say, because, you know, Channel 4 can't dare make the assumption that that he might be an illegal living in our country.
He is an illegal living in our country. A 24-year-old who had so many beers by 8:30 in the morning, he was stone blind drunk, hits a police officer and kills him. They point out that he stayed at the scene. Well, the reason he stayed at the scene is because his car was damaged and he couldn't leave the scene, right? And I'm also told that one of the people involved in the accident, so after the officer was hit, when everybody slammed their brakes on, one of the cars behind them slid into the wall on the right side of the interstate there. Front end of her car was damaged, but she happened to be a first responder, an off-duty medic from Ferguson. And she got out and tried life-saving methods on the officer. She put tourniquets on. She did everything she could because of the severe damage to his legs and his torso from this impact. It was an uphill battle. It took them a while to get paramedics to the scene. They treated him as well as they could. They finally got an ambulance and took him to the hospital, and it was too late.
And he died. He died in surgery. Yeah.
They tried. They tried everything they could, and it wasn't enough in this situation. It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking for me to know that this guy had already is in our court system already. This individual is a known entity. And we knew, somebody knew. The question is, who knew it? That he was here illegally, had previous charges in the court system, which should have automatically triggered his deportation again. I'm told he had already been deported once and had broken back into the country under the Harris-Biden open border policy. So this guy should never even have been in this country to begin with. He was deported once. He came back. He broke the law. And he wasn't deported again. Or this officer, Lee, might still be alive.
Yeah.
And this is these are the policies that Tashara Jones supports. I'm sure she's heartbroken that she lost a police officer. I'm not doubting that for a minute. But will she take a moment to reflect on why this happened? Could it have been any drunk and a United States citizen? It could have been, but it wasn't. It was somebody here illegally under a system that she completely supports and would make St. Louis a sanctuary city if she had the choice. She'd welcome more of them. You'd have people eating geese in Forest Park if it was up to Tashara Jones.
In the name of compassion, and that's what you would have to ask yourself is, where's the compassion for the victims and the victims' families?
Where's the compassion for United States citizens by allowing this stuff to happen? Is it a relatively small percentage of overall crime? Maybe, but tell that to the victim of a rape by an illegal alien who shouldn't have been here to begin with. Minus that, it might not have happened. Why would we keep subjecting ourselves to this? To the fentanyl pouring across the border. Find everybody whose child has died because of an accidental fentanyl overdose and ask yourself, do you think they'd have been happier if that hadn't been available in the first place? Of course they would. It's pathetic. And I'm waiting for the police and the city to acknowledge this guy's illegality. And if the local media will do its job, it will go to whatever St. Charles County entity arrested this guy and realized he was an illegal alien and ask the question, let me do you a little prep for your day here, for your morning news meeting. Why didn't you refer him to ICE to be deported when you caught him before? And maybe the answer is we did and ICE wouldn't take him. I don't know what the answer is. But I'd sure like to know if anybody tried to get this guy sent back to Honduras before he killed Officer David Lee. That's the question this morning, if the local media has any interest in it. And my guess is they don't. Maybe they'll surprise me. Coming up, we're going to get to Hans von Spakovsky because there was a big legal decision down in Arizona regarding voters and voter rolls and who can be on the voter rolls and who shouldn't be on the voter rolls. And we're going to get to all that and more coming up. Stay tuned.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
All right, we've got Hans on the line this morning. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, Mark.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. You know, I've been waiting. I read that Arizona Supreme Court story where they ruled that even though they have 97,000 residents wrongly listed on a voter roll, they're going to allow them to stay. What in the world is going on?
Well, these were all individuals who did not fulfill a statutory requirement that you provide proof that you are a U.S. citizen. Arizona has been fighting a battle over this. As you know, Arizona is one of our border states, and they have huge, huge problems with individuals who are not U.S. citizens getting on their voter rolls. And, you know, what can I say? I think it was a bad decision by these judges, but unfortunately these days we tend to get a lot of decisions from judges, which emphasizes to folks, I think to the public, how important, you know, we pay attention to who's running for Congress, who's running for our state legislatures. We don't pay a lot of attention to who's getting into judgeships.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wanted to read this quote by the Chief Justice down there in Arizona. We are unwilling on these facts to disenfranchise voters en masse from participating in state contests. So, in other words, we're unwilling to follow the law as it's written because we might disenfranchise someone. Really? I mean, the law says you have to do this to be registered. These people didn't do it. When did we start bending the rules?
Well, we started several decades ago, but more recently in the election area, we've been doing it all the time. As you know, that was a very big issue in the 2020 election of judges, but mostly election officials in places like Pennsylvania saying, oh, well, that particular law, for example, you know, absentee ballots have to be in by the end of election day. Well, we're just not going to pay attention to that. I mean, that was an issue in the last election. And now this decision in Arizona means it's potentially going to be an issue in this upcoming election.
Hans, maybe I can get you to repeat this explanation for me. I believe you and I have talked about it before, but Speaker Johnson just dropped his SAVE Act or whatever it was called from this continuing resolution because Democrats didn't like it. But right. all it was saying you have to be a United States citizen in order to vote. Every time we say that, those words, some reporter somewhere will say it's already illegal for you know, somebody who's not a citizen to vote. But there's no teeth to that, right? There's nobody out there enforcing that.
That is exactly right. The Justice Department, certainly under Biden, does, even when they find aliens on the voter rolls, as has been done in a number of states recently, you could go to each one of those states and ask their attorney general, have you been contacted by the U.S. Justice Department to get the files on all these aliens you took off the rolls? They'll tell you no, because the Justice Department doesn't enforce the law. The only thing the SAVE Act would do, which makes perfect sense, is to say that when you register to vote, you got to provide proof you're a U.S. citizen. And the left is absolutely, Democrats are against that. Look, the reason is very simple. They want aliens registering. They want aliens voting, even though, it's illegal. And they want them not getting caught, and they want them not prosecuted. Why? Because they believe it will help them win elections. That's really what this is all about.
Wow. Hans, we lost a police officer here this weekend in a horrible traffic accident. He was on the side of the road trying to assist a motorist, and he was putting out orange cones to warn other traffic, and a drunk driver hit him at 8:30 in the morning and killed him. And we just found out the drunk driver is a 24-year-old illegal alien from Honduras who had already been deported once and broke back into the country.
That is such a tragedy, but it is a tragedy that should not have happened. That's the thing for everyone to remember. And look, this is not an isolated incident. Texas is the only state in the country that actually keeps track of crimes committed by illegal aliens who in the country. Their report is shocking reading. They literally have hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens in their jails in Texas who have committed, I think the number now is up to 1 million different crimes throughout Texas, including over 1,000 murders. So
wow.
This is, look, that's a tragedy. It's terrible for that policeman's family, but this is not an isolated incident. And hey, the left loves this. They want an open border. They think we shouldn't do anything about this.
Yeah, it's sad that they endorse the policies that led to something like this, for sure. Hans, thank you as always. Appreciate your time.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Hans von Spakovsky, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Coming up, we'll get to Nicole Murray, find out how the markets are faring today. We'll get to In Other News coming up about 6:48 this morning. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Coke for Grandpa. Oh. Oh.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, honey. Great job. So cute. Oh, he doesn't want to get off the stage. Oh, wow. Look at that. He's got the gene. Thank you. Thank you, Luke.
Yeah, that's, you know, pretty,
said,
good. Come on back.
Say MAGA. I whispered into his ear. So cute.
Yeah, that was at Donald Trump's rally yesterday. He got his grandson Luke up there. He said, say MAGA into the mic. And the kid looked in the mic and said, vote for Grandpa.
That's adorable. I think those are the kind of things we need to see more, because I think it's so easy for people to dehumanize Trump and just think of him as this mean, mean man who sends out mean tweets. And I see all these really great clips showing him engaging, in particular with his grandkids.
And on Gutfeld, he was a different person on Gutfeld the other night. So wish he would show a little bit more of that side. I mean, we know his policies work, in my opinion. But he's just got to let some more of that show through. He does a great job at the rallies with it, for sure. All right, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Good morning, Nicole. Can you hear us now?
I can hear you.
That's awesome. We were a little worried that maybe Nicole wouldn't be able to hear us this morning.
Tech issues. Gotta love it. Live radio at its finest.
What was the commercial? Can you hear me now?
Verizon.
Good.
Yeah.
Hit the nail on the head.
Exactly. So what's going on out there?
All right. So futures are slightly higher Friday. The Dow Industrials gained 38. The NASDAQ down 65. And the S&P 500 down 11. The Dow did close at another record high on Friday. The Centene Community Ice Center has failed to generate enough revenue, prompting city officials to once again tap taxpayer money to fill in the shortfall. Financial records show Maryland Heights transferred just over $260,000 from its general fund to help make the roughly $2.2 million interest payment that was due on September 15th. The city collector's office has signed off on a deal giving Paul McKee's Northside Regeneration until December 16th to pay over $1 million in late property taxes and associated fees on some 1,000 properties it owns. The deal came after Northside's properties faced possible foreclosure by the city for years of unpaid taxes. Boeing machinists on the picket line said that they have saved money for the strike and plan to pick up temporary jobs to make ends meet. More than 30,000 Boeing machinists walked off the job September 13th after a tentative contract was rejected in a nearly 95% vote. The strike brought most of Boeing's aircraft production to a halt and is costing the company roughly $50 million a day, according to Bank of America estimates. Boeing, once again, has announced Ted Colbert, the president and chief executive officer of Boeing Defense, Space and Security, will be leaving the company. Steve Parker will oversee BDS until a permanent replacement is found. Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg told employees that the company's priority right now is to restore the trust of its customers and meet their high standards. Dairy company HP Hood has voluntarily recalled Lactaid, a lactose-free dairy milk, in 27 states due to potential exposure to almonds. HP Hood issued the recall for 96-ounce containers of whole, 1%, 2% fat-free, and 2% calcium-enriched Lactaid milk. The states where the recall occurred was Alabama, Michigan, Missouri, Pennsylvania, and more. And finally, here's a dating hack you wish you knew sooner. A study says that women's brains respond more to romantic cues on a full stomach rather than an empty one. When in doubt, give her food.
Wow.
I mean, I do get that.
It was that simple all those years ago, and I just didn't realize that.
I could have told you that without the study, but you know.
I was going to say, does it really take a study? And I don't think it applies just to women. I mean, there's a reason why the Snickers commercial plays off. You're not yourself
hangry.
When you're, yeah, you're hangry.
You don't want them to be hangry.
We all get a little hangry sometimes.
But isn't the indication, though, that we kind of already knew this because oftentimes on a first date, you'll go out to dinner. Don't you think that had something to do with that?
Yes, very true. It gives you the opportunity to chit-chat, and then hopefully you're leaving there with a full stomach. But, yeah. I mean, use this for anything, like asking for PTO. Walk in with a sandwich when you ask, because I bet you...
Oh, not a bad idea.
Treat your boss like you're dating them.
A meatball sub in my pocket. I don't know how it got there. Would you like it? Also, can I have a couple days off next week?
I think you'd be I think you'd be in the perfect position for that.
Or donuts might work, too. Right.
I think any food would work. You give people food, it makes them happy.
It's true. We're going to get some food tomorrow morning. We're looking forward to it.
We're excited.
Again, food without me again.
I'm sorry, Nicole. I can't get this one delivered up to New Jersey. I apologize.
I'll think about forgiving you.
Please. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Take care of yourself. Yeah, my friend at Donut Delight is going to deliver some donuts down here tomorrow morning. Very excited about that.
We're always excited about
donuts. We are, because we get to meet baby Everding tomorrow.
I know.
Very excited. Trisha's going to bring in the baby.
He's adorable.
For the first time. He is cute. He's cutie. And we have not laid eyes on him yet. I wanted you to hear the other one of those Trump grandkids yesterday, little Carolina. Go play Cut 12 for us, please.
Make America great again. Go ahead. You shout it.
Make America great again.
Oh.
Make America great again.
She followed the rules. The boy did not, because he said, vote for Grandpa. And then he didn't want to leave the stage. And without missing a beat, Trump says he's got the DNA.
Yep.
Like, he's already got it. He doesn't want to leave the stage. Trump doesn't want to leave the stage. But he will leave the stage, as he's proven already, unlike what the Democrats lie about all the time. He'll be a dictator. He won't give up power. He'll refuse to leave. He didn't refuse last time. He got on Marine One and left the White House the day he was supposed to. This is the silliness of the whole thing. However, if he was to get this election stolen from him, he's not planning on running again. Well, he wouldn't need to run again because he's going to be a dictator, right?
Right.
Yeah, right. But this is what he said to Cheryl Atkinson yesterday. Go to cut 14, please.
And then, if you're not successful this time, do you see yourself running again in 4 years?
No, I don't. No, I don't. I think that will be it. I don't see that at all. I think that hopefully we're going to be successful.
Yeah, hopefully we're going to be successful, but I don't think I'm going to be running again. I mean, you got to think, why did he run this time? He could have been enjoying life at 78, playing golf every day at his beautiful multi-million dollar resort in Mar-a-Lago or one of his other great Bedminster or something like that.
I think Trump genuinely does care about making our country better. I do think he likes the power, which is why the main reason I believe that Joe Biden wanted to run again. But I mean, Trump would be 82 if he ran again in 4 years. Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, how expensive is a campaign like this, especially when you're Donald Trump and the Department of Justice, they're weaponizing that and coming at lawsuit after law. I mean, there's just so many challenges he's had to deal with so far in his campaign. You can only imagine what he'd have to face if he tried to run again in 4 years.
Well, some of these people would have him in jail. So that's the nastiness of them. Remember, he talked about it. And when he got elected, he said, we're not going after Hillary Clinton. It's just not a good look for our country. The Democrats did just the opposite. They went after him lock, stock, and barrel with these fake lawsuits and charges. It just tells you who they are. When they tell you who they are, believe them for sure. All right. We'll get to a break. We've got In Other News coming up right after this.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Fans of R&B singer Usher were confused after he deleted all of his tweets just days after his close friend and mentor Diddy was arrested and charged with sex trafficking. Usher has not been accused of any crimes,
no.
But he and Neo were mentioned as witnesses to Combs' physical abuse of singer Cassie Venture, which we've now seen on video. There was surveillance video from a hotel, I believe, they were staying at. Usher claims he was hacked. Well, this morning I'm looking into the story and I see now that fans have noticed Pink has also deleted her tweets. I didn't know she had any ties to Diddy, but I'm sure there are a lot of stars that do.
Well, there's a lot of pictures out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, there was a picture floating around that appeared to show Diddy with his arms around two women, one of whom was Kamala Harris. But that photo, I've determined, has been digitally altered. It was Montel Williams who was in that picture with his arm around those two women, and somebody digitally altered P. Diddy's face onto that picture.
That's what's
so
hard.
That's why you can't believe everything you see on the internet.
Yeah,
but it is interesting that people are deleting their social media. That doesn't mean people can't still find their posts out there, right? If somebody saved them.
Yeah, you could have screenshotted them if you really wanted to.
Right.
So, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, no, there's a lot to come about this story.
Oh, my goodness.
I hope Pink isn't involved in this. That would be heartbreaking. Not going to lie.
I just hope they put Diddy in a room all by himself with nothing he could hang himself with. Because I'm afraid that's what's next.
Yeah. He's going to get Epstein'd.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he reveals anything about what's been going on. All right, I don't think anyone's surprised by this. Caitlin Clark has won the AP's Rookie of the Year. She averaged 19.2 points per game, led the league in assists, averaging 8.4 per game. She also sunk. This seemed wild to me. I almost wanted to double check it. 122 three-pointers?
Over the course of the season, I'm not surprised.
Led the league.
I mean, it's primarily how she scores, I think.
Well, that's what she's known for.
Yep.
She shattered so many records for an NBA rookie and a couple for just the WNBA in general. Now, this lady that won the overall player of the year, the MVP, deserved it. She outscored Clark. She just had a great, better all-around season. But she's been in the league for 10 years or something like that. So
yeah, I think that's her second one.
Give her a little bit of time and she'll win the league MVP too.
Absolutely.
She's amazing.
A family in Maine stunned to find out what was inside the walls of the home they were renovating. A hive of more than 40,000 bees had to be removed. The family said the bees could have been inside the walls of the old farmhouse for up to 80 years. They were very concerned with the bees and made sure that they called a bee expert who safely relocated
them. How would you not know that? Wouldn't you hear them? Wouldn't you see them streaming in and out of the house?
Well, because this was a house they were renovating, so it's not like, I don't think they were living in it. I think this was a home that probably was dilapidated, and they wanted to live in it.
Sure. Can't blame the bees. They found shelter.
That's the thing with these old homes. You just don't know what you're going to find inside.
True. Very true.
Okay, officials are searching for a runaway bull in Massachusetts after 8 of the bulls jumped a fence at a rodeo event over the weekend. So the animals escaped from their pens, ran through the parking lot, jumped over the fence before heading towards some nearby woods. One bull was caught right away. 6 more were corralled some 3 miles away. And then as of this morning, there's still one bull that's on the run right now.
Made it. One made it.
Can you imagine you're just driving down the road or walking down the road and a bull comes running down beside you?
Channel 4 when that happened here in St. Louis a couple years ago? They had a couple escape from a stockyard somewhere downtown. And they ended up, when they finally caught it, they, I guess, purchased it from the company and sent it to live on some piece of land somewhere where it could live in peace.
Yeah, I mean, if you get free, congratulations.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. You were headed for the slaughterhouse.
You made it.
So now you're free.
Oh, my gosh. I guess, props to these bulls for getting away.
You will not be hamburger this week.
Maybe next week, because you know it's eventually going to get caught. Coming to your local McDonald's.
But not this week. All right. Good for him, I guess. Hey, coming up, State Representative Jim Murphy is going to join us. He just got back from the southern border with a whole bunch of other Missouri state representatives and senators. We'll find out what they saw at about 7:20. Stay tuned.